Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Aplik reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
January is Sanctity of Human Life Month in the United States, and though we celebrate the sanctity of life year-round here at Wisconsin Family Council, we have again been reminded of just how fragile that human life really is. With the deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, the tragedy in Las Vegas, and the murders at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison last month, Americans have again been reminded of the prevalence of evil as it manifests all too often in the taking of human life. We're doing what we always do in times of tragedy. We're turning to prayer and hope for the future, asking God to give peace to the families of the victims. But we must also be compelled to take an additional step. We need to acknowledge that we do have an enemy in the spiritual realm. In the presence of evil, it is not a default setting for the sanctity of human life to be protected. It must be won consciously, day in and day out, at every stage of life. And that's exactly what we plan to do where we are best equipped to do so. As Wisconsin's legislative session kicks off this week, Wisconsin Family Council is working in tandem with our sister organization, Wisconsin Family Action, to finalize its legislative agenda, which will, as always, include an aggressive pro-life component. Last session, a number of pro-life bills were passed, including a package of several bills entitled Embrace Them Both, because the bills were designed to protect unborn babies and to help women. One bill called for Wisconsin couples who adopt children to be eligible for a sizable financial grant to assist with adoption costs. Another allocated funds to Choose Life Wisconsin to be distributed to pro-life, pro-woman pregnancy care centers in our state. A third bill would have recognized an unborn baby as a person for whom a tax deduction could be claimed. The legislature passed several of these bills and a number of other pro-life bills. However, Governor Evers vetoed every pro-life bill he was presented this past session, just as he has done throughout his time as governor. That reality, however, does not deter us from forging ahead with bills designed to recognize the humanity of the preborn as well as protect women and to promote the natural family as the very best place for children to be brought up. An assessment of Wisconsin's pro-life situation right now must include mention of the lawsuits before our state Supreme Court. This past November, that court heard oral arguments in a lawsuit filed by Attorney General Josh Call, in which he alleges Wisconsin's pre-Roe abortion prohibition is not enforceable. A Dane County judge ruled in late 2023 that the statute does not pertain to abortion, but rather to feticide. Very late in the game, AG Call also asked the high court, as a part of this case, to determine whether the state constitution includes a right to abortion. The court could hand down a decision in this case at any time. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has also filed a lawsuit directly with the state Supreme Court, asking the court to find a right to abortion in the state constitution. The high court accepted the case, but no date for oral arguments has been set, likely because the court figures their decision in the other case will make this case moot. In both this case and the case filed by AG Call, the court denied Pro-Life Wisconsin, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Wisconsin Family Action the opportunity to intervene in the cases. Sadly, we don't anticipate a good ruling from this liberal court on this issue of abortion. In fact, it appears the liberal justices are primed and eager to wrench our state constitution and create a right to abortion. Adding to the drama is a race for a new state Supreme Court justice, with liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley not running for re-election this spring. Once again, the ideological balance of the court is at stake. If the conservative candidate wins in April, conservatives would regain the majority with a 4-3 margin, but that new justice would not be seated until August of this year, likely long after decisions in these critical life-related cases. Human life is fragile, and restoring a culture of life takes much work, incredible determination, and dogged persistence. The intentional taking of innocent human life is evil, regardless of the age or circumstances. Yes, protecting human life is spiritual warfare. May we each commit to doing what we can to be part of engaging in the battle and building a culture of life in our state. This is Jelaine Aplik for Wisconsin Family Council, reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Aplik, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.